Let's continue our talks from 2 Timothy by reading 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 through 13. Here we have some personal remarks from Paul to Timothy. Paul urges Timothy to come join him in Rome and bring along his coat and books. Paul also tells Timothy about some of his fellow workers. 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning of verse 9. Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has deserted for Thessalonica, Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. Antichicus I have sent to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. First of all, let's look at some background notes for these personal remarks that Paul wrote to Timothy. Remember that 2 Timothy is a personal letter that Paul wrote to Timothy, his younger son in the faith. Paul was in prison in Rome when he wrote this letter. This was his second Roman imprisonment. In his first Roman imprisonment, about 5 years before this time, Paul was under house arrest. Now in this second Roman imprisonment, Paul was writing to Timothy from a dungeon. Timothy was in Ephesus when he received this letter, and it was probably Tychicus who carried the letter from Paul in Rome to Timothy in Ephesus. Verse 12, and Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. Paul used the past tense, I have sent Tychicus, rather than the present, I am sending Tychicus, because this was typical of letters in those days. Sometimes the writer used a time reference from the reader's perspective when the reader received the letter. It would seem that Paul sent Tychicus to Ephesus specifically to cover for Timothy so that Timothy could come to Rome. Remember, Timothy was helping to pastor the church there at Ephesus, but now Paul requests that he come see him in Rome. Verse 9, be diligent to come to me quickly. It would be about 1,000 miles by ship from Ephesus to Rome. Along the way, Timothy was to stop at Troas and pick up Paul's cloak, as well as the books and the parchments. Verse 13. Troas was possibly where Paul was suddenly arrested. If so, Paul never had time to pack his belongings before being brought to Rome again as a prisoner. So Timothy is now to pick up these things and bring them to Paul in Rome. Now, one more background note. The Dalmatia, where Titus was sent, was where Albania is today. Albania and part of former Yugoslavia. Now let's move to our doctrinal points for these verses. Remember that these verses are not just personal remarks from Paul to Timothy. This is Scripture. This is God's word to us. And therefore, there is teaching for us, even in these personal remarks that Paul wrote to Timothy in the first century AD. Doctrinal point number one, serving Christ involves loneliness at times. Serving Christ involves loneliness at times. Why did Paul want Timothy to make every effort to come to him quickly there in Rome? Well, certainly one reason was that he missed Timothy. Paul was lonely. Dr. Luke was there, verse 11. Remember, Luke is called the beloved physician in Colossians 4, verse 14. Faithful Luke is there right to the end. But Paul wanted to see Timothy, his younger son in the faith. Paul realized that the time was short. Look at verse 6 of this chapter. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. Paul wanted to see Timothy before he was martyred. Whether or not Timothy made it to Rome, we can't be sure. We would like to think so, because of Paul's loneliness. You know, it's not a sin to be lonely. Serving Christ involves loneliness at times. Maybe you're away at college right now and you're homesick. You're lonely. Maybe you'll be called into military service and you'll suddenly be shipped out halfway around the world. You might experience loneliness. God has reasons for letting Christians experience loneliness at times. If you've experienced loneliness, you can identify and empathize and help others who are experiencing loneliness. And loneliness certainly makes you appreciate Christian fellowship all the more. You know, I'll never forget my first couple of weeks of training in military service. I was on a base quite a ways from home, and I was lonely and starving for Christian fellowship. I finally found some fellow believers on the base. What a blessing. God may permit you to go through a period of loneliness. Serving Christ involves loneliness at times. Doctrinal point number two. Serving Christ involves disappointment at times. Serving Christ involves disappointment at times. In verses 10 through 12, we read of five of Paul's fellow workers, Demas, Crescens, Titus, Luke, and Mark. Four of the five were still faithfully serving the Lord and helping Paul in the ministry. But one had deserted, verse 10, "For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica." Demas was a disappointment for Paul. Now, it doesn't say that Demas left the Christian faith. No, he deserted the ministry. Why? We don't know. Verse 10 says that he loved this present world. Maybe he got a lucrative job offer in Thessalonica. We don't know. But his love for this present world is certainly put in contrast to the believers of verse 8, who have not loved this present world, but have loved Christ appearing. The desertion of Demas must have been a great disappointment for Paul. When someone deserts you in the ministry, it's a big disappointment. You know, we've had a number of promising students at Emmaus Bible College over the years that start out well in their service for Christ, but then they throw in the towel. They don't deny Christ, but they desert the ministry. They get totally entangled in a career or materialism or other interests. This is a great disappointment, particularly for us as teachers. And there are other kinds of disappointments in the ministry as well. There are wonderful blessings in serving Christ, but serving Christ involves disappointment at times. You know, just this morning, I had a kind of a disappointment in my Old Testament survey class. A student came with a pink slip and wanted to drop the course. And here's what this student said to me when I said that you need this for credit. Well, he said, "No, I'm not going to get the certificate or the degree anyway." I said, "Well, what about the content of the Old Testament?" Well, here's what the comment was. "Well, I can get more by studying on my own." That was like a knife to my heart. I mean, talk about disappointment. Serving Christ involves disappointment at times. Doctrinal point number three. Serving Christ involves inconvenience at times. Serving Christ involves inconvenience at times. Verse 13. "Bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas when you come, and the books, especially the parchments." Why did Paul want his cloak? Because he was cold. Remember, he was not in the Holiday Inn. He was in a cold and damp dungeon, an inconvenience to be sure. What about the books and the parchments? These probably included personal papers and letters, but almost certainly included portions of Scripture. Paul was inconvenienced without these. Serving Christ involves inconvenience at times. God permits us to be inconvenienced at times for lots of reasons. It certainly keeps us humble and dependent on Him. Now, I've never had to go through the inconveniences that Paul went through in that dungeon, but I've experienced enough inconvenience in the ministry to appreciate a little bit of what Paul experienced. A few years ago, I was speaking at a small country church. It was a weekend conference. It was winter and it was cold. I was staying in a farmhouse that did not have any insulation and very little heat. In the morning, some snow that had gotten into the pocket of my jacket the night before was still there. It hadn't melted. Now, that inconvenience was nothing compared to what some Christians have gone through in serving Christ. Serving Christ involves inconvenience at times. What about practical application? Practical application number one. It's better to be a Mark than a Demas. It's better to be a Mark than a Demas. Verse 11, Paul says to Timothy, get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. Now, what do we know about Mark? This is the John Mark that went with Paul and Barnabas on the first missionary journey. But Mark did not complete the journey. He deserted Paul and Barnabas. We read in Acts chapter 13 and verse 13, now when Paul and his party set sail from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, that's John Mark, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. Why John returned to Jerusalem, we don't know. Maybe he was sick. Maybe he was burned out. Maybe he couldn't take the hardship of travel. In any case, when Barnabas wanted to take Mark on the second missionary journey, Paul said no. We read in Acts chapter 15, beginning at verse 37, now Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark, but Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them or deserted them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. But now we see that Mark is back. He is useful for Christian service, as we see here in verse 11. And we know from Colossians chapter 4 and verse 10 that Mark was back serving the Lord as early as Paul's first Roman imprisonment. So God picked up the pieces in Mark's life in a big way. In fact, God used Mark to go on and write the Gospel of Mark. Mark started out as a deserter, but ends up writing Scripture. Demas, on the other hand, started out as a trusted servant of the Lord. We read about him both in Colossians and Philemon as a fellow worker of Paul. But Demas ends up a deserter. Which would you rather be, a Demas or a Mark? It's better to be a Mark than a Demas. Practical application number two. Let's be students for life. Let's be students for life. Paul knows the end is near, but he wants the books and the parchments. Paul was a student of the word right to the end. Paul knows the end is near, but he still wants to study the Word of God. Bring the books and the parchments. What about us? Never stop studying the Word of God. Let's be professional students when it comes to the Bible. Let's be students for life.